So it's a balmy hot, yes, hot Monday morning in Manchester. It's the first Monday of the school summer holidays, and really I should be in bed, but I just can't rest because I'm quite excited. I'm here in Manchester today, outside the Kilburn building, which is where a lot of the computing science department from the University of Manchester is located, and I'm here to take part in a workshop today, and I'll reveal all in just a moment. So I'm now in IT 401, I think it is, in the computing building at the University of Manchester. And I'm with Dave, who's a teacher in a primary school in the Manchester area.
Yes.
Yeah. And I always wonder whether I should call you Dr. Andrew Robinson or Andrew. Or,
Andrew's okay. Fine.
So what's been going on? What have we been doing today, would you say?
Well, so far we've just been playing with a Pi face and a Raspberry Pi and learning how to interact real-world objects with the Raspberry Pi and some programming.
And the Pi face, that's the interface board that docks right on top of the Raspberry Pi that, Andrew, you've been developing.
Yeah, that's right. So Pi face is an add-on board which is the same size as a Raspberry Pi. It drops on and it protects the Raspberry Pi from harmful voltages and gives you 8 outputs and 8 inputs, and there's a couple of relays on as well.
So it's got a buffer on there that... So
it's buffered, yeah.
Yeah.
And so today we've got a load of teachers to come in and basically try it, to help develop. We'd like to provide lesson plans, and so we want their feedback. And we've run a few activities where they develop their own things, and at which point I do want to point out that I'm sitting here looking at a cyber dog, which I'm sure Alan will tweet, that he's produced with the help of Steve Ferber, with a hacksaw, and yes, yeah. So there's some good stuff.
Dave, so you're a teacher and you've seen lots of projects today. Is there anything you think, oh, you could take that back into your classroom and use, or into your school?
Absolutely. I think using Scratch on the Pi would be absolutely great, and it's got a lot of potential, especially with the way that you can control anything. For example, we controlled a Scalextric set, And it worked brilliantly, and very, very simple programs to get it working.
Was this just making the cars go on and off, or was it anything slightly more...
In this case, it was making a race, a timed race, yeah, where one car had a certain head start, based on just being able to turn the switches on and off.
Okay. Thank you. So now I'm standing here with Donna from the Museum of Science and Industry.
That's correct.
Yeah, and Mandy Banks from the sort of education outreach team at the University of Manchester. And Simon, you're a STEM ambassador, is that?
I'm STEM ambassador, also an employee of AMEC, and here on behalf of the Institute of Engineering and Technology.
Okay. So, Donna, have you seen anything today that you thought has given you some ideas for the future?
Well, we've all been very, very creative, and we've expanded the boundaries of what we could possibly do with this Pi face. And I can see there's lots of potential, especially for STEM clubs, and maybe novices to computer science and computer programming, especially science or math teachers. I'm exhausted, though, because I don't completely understand computer science myself, right. So I'm struggling to understand and to come up with ideas at the same time.
But
I'm
getting there. You seem to have been inspired a little bit by what you've seen today.
Completely, yeah. Definitely.
Mandy, is this going to help with the outreach work that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is definitely a starting point for what we want to do. I think it's been a really great day to demonstrate how collaboration with as many voices as possible is really good. We've had IT technicians, we've had people from various industries, we've had teachers from all over the region, and academics from the university, and students, undergraduate
and
students.
And do you just see this as a regional thing, just for Manchester? No, absolutely not.
So we've done it regionally in the hopes that other people will do the same thing. And the resources that come out of this that we're also going to carry on working on as a group will obviously be made available nationally, globally.
So they're just in like a developmental phase at the moment?
Yes. Today was just about the ideas and seeing people who'd already used Raspberry Pi, kind of what you can extend with using Pi face, how you can extend what you can do with that.
And Simon, in your role as a STEM ambassador, how do you see that the Pi face might... help you with your ambition or your mission?
Well, as someone who absolutely loves the engineering side of everything, it's easy for me to actually put this, go in there and make things and see the benefit of everything, but not everybody sees that. And with an event such as this, it's fantastic just to be able to be involved with something that can, I don't know, change the minds of kids who may not even know that this exists. It's not a sense of not liking STEM. It may be a sense of just not knowing that STEM exists. So to be a part of something like this, to inspire young minds, brilliant.
Brilliant.